886 Radiothek.
I'm here with Justin and Tarek.
Yes, correct.
Of the Blue Stones. I'm really excited. You've been on tour for a couple of weeks now. How do you feel?
It's that time in the tour where things are starting to get a little bit tough, but it's been good. The shows have been incredible. The response from the crowds have been incredible. So, it's been really, really nice.
I'm just really tired.
Can you already share some really like some funny moments from the tour or some funny stories?
I have to finish my croissant. our lighting director, designer, he's like new to the touring party. And we didn't realize that he can like kind of get like motion sickness when we're like driving. And he was all the way in the back of the van. And just all of a sudden, he was just like, pull over, pull over. We're like telling our driver, like, you got to pull over right now. And he's like just throwing up. Oh, my God. Anyway, that was really funny. So then we never let him down with it, though. It was like anytime there was a sharp turn in like stairs when we were loading in, we're like, Andy, relax. Don't take this too hard, Andy. You know, just ribbing the guy. Poor guy. Oh, well.
Let's get to the music. So the thing that got me hooked on your music and that makes your music really, really special to me is that it's the groove. Mm. Like, I feel no matter what kind of song you write, whether it's emotional, slow, or blues, rock, or heavy, or fast, it always has a certain kind of groove, a rhythm that kind of, like, you have to at least nod your head. Is that something you focus on consciously, or is it something that just happens naturally when you write music?
I mean, I think it's more natural than it is conscious, because when I write music, I usually write the best from a good rhythm of some sort, whether it's a beat that is a sample, it's a beat that Justin has sent me, or that is he played in a sound check. That's what inspires me the most to write music. So it starts with a groove.
If it's like, if there's a song idea that like doesn't have it, that's usually what we try to like inject. You know, if there's like this thing's cool, but it's not quite there. Like, what's happening? We try to like fix the groove on it. Like, so yeah, it's a natural thing that happens, but then we're definitely aware of it. We're aware of it. Yeah.
I want to ask a question, but I'm kind of embarrassed because I don't know if artists really like to say that, but okay. Do you have favorite songs from Pretty Monster? Like, what do you have like sleeper songs where you would wish that people would pay more or more attention to that?
Yes. Yeah. So for me just to address the kind of question, like, part of the reason why we write music is because we wanted to just make the music that we liked to hear. And I feel like that's, I don't know, it just, instead of like making music for an idea or a purpose, we're just making stuff we want to hear. Right. And so inevitably other people are going to like that. That's kind of how we look at it. For me though, on Pretty Monster, No Angels is the song. And I feel like it's, going in, I was like, man, this is one of our best songs. And then recording it, I was like, fuck, this is one of our best songs. And then after it came out, I was like, everyone's going to love this one. And I can't believe we didn't make it a single. And it's like, I don't know, just not that many people are playing it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know, I'm disappointed by that. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Good Ideas myself. That to me is, you know, it's kind of like that blend of the hip hop that I grew up listening to and our sound that I've always wanted. And I think it came out really in a really great way. So Good Ideas is one for me. And then I don't necessarily think this is a sleeper song, because I think a lot of people that we talk to about this album like this song, but I think Healing is up there. I think that's like, and it's not quite one of the singles that we pushed, but it is definitely one of the best ones on the album.
I totally agree. I imagine there had to be a moment where you guys decided, all right, this is what we're going to do now. We're going to be full-time musicians now. Can you talk me through the process of what, you know, what got you to that moment? And were you already kind of sure that it's going to work out, or how scared were you about that?
I mean, there actually wasn't a moment, you know, and I think it's kind of an interesting story, because both Justin and I, we were on the same path together, where we had both stuck to our academic roots, followed through with our degrees. At the same time, were trying to develop this passion, which was, you know, the music and the band. And it's always kind of been that way. You know, we never had the typical or the cliche moment where we dropped everything, moved to LA and really wanted to become artists. And I kind of got sick of hearing that over the years, where it's like, if this is what you want to do, that's how you have to do it. I actually kind of think that's bullshit. I just think it's really unrealistic, and it actually could be quite dangerous to tell people that that's the only way you can be an artist now.
Drop everything.
Yeah. I think that's a really dangerous way. It's not sink or swim anymore, you know? And we didn't do it the way that was sink or swim. We continued with somewhat of a secure base, which was, you know, art degrees, having jobs, and slowly picked away at the music industry until the music industry eclipsed what we were doing in our regular day lives. And at that point where we were like, now it's time, now this is happening, then we safely made the transition into that.
Was there an all right, we made it now moment?
I mean, a lot of them have been happening recently, I think. A lot of the all right, we made it moments have happened like within the last year or two. You know, like there was definitely one on our last Canadian tour that we did where, you know, we're playing a theater of over 1,000 people and everybody's singing our songs. And we're like, I'm like, wow, like it's happening, you know. And then even on this most recent tour, the one that we're currently on, like playing Electric Ballroom in London and having it, you know, like 1,200 people in the room, everybody singing your songs and going absolutely berserk over everything. I honestly maybe sang 50 to 60% of the time, and the rest of the time they were singing it. And like, that is kind of a moment where it's like, well, you're actually making an impact. And not only are you making an impact in your home country, you're making an impact in a country that like you don't even live in and is across the Atlantic Ocean. Like it's, that was a big moment for me.
Yep. And then at the same time, it's like, you know, we're always looking forward. Like, what can we, you know, how can we make this even bigger? I don't know. We're big fans of like having like little moments kind of keep driving us forward.
You guys have been friends for long before you started making music. Did the, like the way the band like kind of progressed and now you're on tour in Europe, how did it affect your friendship? Did it challenge your friendship, or did it, you know, got you closer together?
That's a good question. We don't really get asked that question. Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, I think, yeah, you know, we've been friends for 20 years, right? 20 years?
Yeah.
You know, I have noticed that the friendship inevitably will change, because now we're not even just friends, we're like business partners. But it does bring us closer together, because I know like if I'm doing it, Justin's doing it with me, you know, and vice versa. And any problem that we come up, that comes up, we tackle together. And we always make this comparison between something like acting, you know, the dramatic arts, and music. We feel like acting is so much more difficult, you know, trying to be a famous actress or actor is so much more difficult because you're by yourself. Whereas in this scenario, we're together, you know? So I do think that, you know, overall, we've definitely gotten closer, you know, in such a different way than any of our other friends, because we also have close friends and we share a group of friends, but we have something that is so different that it's, you know, it's unique. And yeah, you know, it's been a long time for sure.
Seeing that you're obviously really close friends, I can't imagine you never fight while being on tour. And I imagine fights just happen. How do you kind of manage that? Because I think you probably don't want to go on stage angry at each other.
I mean, to be honest, we don't really like get like angry at each other. I think if we have like a disagreement, we just like kind of say like, this is the thing. The good thing about us is we're very communicative with each other. And so we don't let things just kind of like we don't keep it to ourselves and let it get worse and worse and worse. It's like if there's something that's a problem, we'll bring it up and just talk about it. And then we get over it. And it's, so it's never a problem. It's just a disagreement. And then we figure it out and we move on. And so, yeah, we never really get like mad at each other. It never happens. But
I mean, that sounds really healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations on a very healthy marriage. Yeah. Last question. What can we expect from the Blue Stones in the future?
Well, there's been a remix that's been released of Don't Miss.
I know.
Yeah. So I'll just leave that there and say it could be a sign of things to come. And also, you know, we're like Justin said earlier in the interview, I'm always writing. We do have planned writing sessions to do together within the next few months. And we have definitely spoken, you know, at length as to where we feel we want to go next and what the next, you know, release might sound like and might look like. So, yeah, there's always things brewing, I suppose. And our fans, I don't think, will ever, you know, feel hungry. At least not hungrier than we let them feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want to be a little hungry,
yes,
but.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. The plan would be to get back into the studio this year. I don't know when the release would happen, but that is the plan. We want to get back this year.
Thank you guys so much.
Great interview.
Really good.
Thank you so much.
I'm telling you, there's a difference between a good interview and a bad one, and this was a good one.
This is a
yes.
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 Yeah.
Very good.
Achievement unlocked.
Yeah.
All right. Great interview.
Great interview.
All right.
No, so, it's something like, you know,
like they'll have a funny
master of conversation.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Die 88.6 Radiothek. Jederzeit abrufbar auf Radio 88.6.at. 88.6